In the 1930s and 40s, the federal government used eminent domain, or the threat of it, to seize land all over the country. It bought up the land to build dams to make electricity. One of the biggest projects took place in the southeastern U.S. That's where the federal government created the Tennessee Valley Authority and flooded much of the Tennessee River Valley. What was once deep gullies and hillsides became lakes and reservoirs surrounded by forests. The TVA still owns about 300,000 acres of undeveloped land throughout the region. For most of the last 70 years, the public has used this land for recreation and conservation. Billy Mincer is a wildlife biologist. He says the public is very protective of that land.
It provides outstanding public resource for recreation and beauty. It gives people a place to rekindle the human spirit, a place to relax, hunt, fish, camp, bird watch, or maybe just sit home and think about how pretty the lakes are.
In 2003, the TVA angered conservationists like Mincer when it traded some of that land to a residential developer who built an upscale subdivision on it. And it happened again last year with another swatch of pristine lakeshore property. Mincer claims those deals betrayed the public, but they also betrayed those families who lost their land to the government years ago.
If the government takes your house and bulldozes it down because it's not enough value and then sells it to me so I can build another house on it in the same place, is that right? That's wrong. That is absolutely wrong, and the public's done with it.
Land exchanges are nothing new. Federal agencies like the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management have been swapping land with private property owners and state and local governments for decades. The practice is often used to fill in holes in national forests or get rid of land that the government can't use. Glenn Collins is with the Public Lands Foundation. In some cases, he says the feds end up with more and better land. But that means a lot of previously untouched land ends up in the hands of developers.
The federal lands that are placed into private ownership invariably go into development. Either the land, a large block, is subdivided into smaller blocks on paper, or there are maybe roads, improvements. It'll be put up for sale.
Over the years, the public has become increasingly wary of these land swaps. In the Tennessee Valley, public outcry about the deals eventually forced a change in the TVA's philosophy. The agency's board of directors recently voted to approve a new policy that bans the sale or trade of TVA land to private residential developers.
All those in favor of the committee's policy on land, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That one dissenting vote came from board member Bill Baxter, demonstrating the fact that not everyone is wild about the ban. In explaining his no vote, Baxter echoed the sentiments of economic development officials who worry that an all-out ban on residential development will compromise their chances of attracting people and money to the region. Baxter used the example of rural communities that would normally have a hard time attracting industry.
Perhaps their best hope for doing some economic development and increasing the tax base so they can improve the schools for their kids and their road and their health care is to have some high-end residential development. It's a beautiful part of the country, and we're fortunate a lot of people want to retire here.
In the end, Baxter's claims that residential development is economic development failed to resonate with either the public or his colleagues on the board. After the vote at the TVA's board meeting, Michael Butler of the Tennessee Wildlife Federation called the new policy a monumental accomplishment.
I think it's also part of a sound quality of life and tax policy into the future to look at how we use conservation lands to really develop a sustainable way to have a growing economy, which has got to be part of the equation, and to have a place where these people can go enjoy themselves that isn't in front of a television set all the time.
The fact that the government used eminent domain to acquire a lot of the TVA's land means the people in the region are passionately vigilant about what happens to it. But the public's passion for land isn't exclusive to the Tennessee Valley, and so the decisions made here could have a long-term effect on the way the government approaches future land exchanges throughout the country. For the Environment Report, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.